And I was proud to be a volunteer this year for the Texas Trial Lawyers Association up at the Capitol. And most of what I'm going to talk about today was some of my experience that I had up at the Capitol and learning a lot about actually what goes on up there, a little bit about what touched our profession in general, and just some other fun stuff that happened up at the Capitol that is fun to know about. So if you didn't realize, we had a session this year. We actually had two sessions. And if you didn't realize we were in session, then please talk to me at lunch. So I grew up in Texas, had tons of Texas history classes and Texas government classes, but apparently much of it didn't stick. Because when I went to go volunteer, I had to ask a lot of questions about how does this even work anymore? So as usual, right, so one of the things that we learned or that I actually watched was Schoolhouse Rock, right? How do I become a bill? And most of the time, so we have bills, obviously, that come in, and the bills must be sponsored by a legislator, but many a times, they don't write them. I didn't actually realize this. They're from constituents, they're from companies, they're from big interests, small interests, lots and lots of bills. And they can contain all kinds of stuff, right? So some of them are hundreds of pages long, some of them are one page long, and somebody at some point, somewhere, has to read all those bills. And of course, we've got committees. There's lots of committees. Some have more weight, more power than others. I'm not going to go through all of that. But just know that the committees are really where most of the action takes place. So session starts in January, ends later on in May, and of course, with special session, but a lot of the time is spent with these committees, right? And the committees are having hearings. And all of this is governed by calendars, right? So there's an overall calendar for the House and the Senate.